The school district and former board chair Eugene Walker were listed as plaintiffs in the case. The suit challenges the constitutionality of a state law that authorizes the governor to remove school board members. New board member Joyce Morley said ending the district's participation in the case was an important move.
We have to deal with what we're doing now and where we're going in the future. We can't stay in the past. And in order to be able to be effective at what we're doing, we have to take care of the children.
District Interim Superintendent Michael Thurmond, who urged the State Board of Education not to recommend suspension for the six members, said he was okay with the decision.
The board voted unanimously to do it, you know, and I accept that. And it's just a matter of moving forward, turning the page, moving forward. The litigation itself will continue with the board members who are fighting that battle.
Dr. Eugene Walker declined to comment publicly, but told WABE he will still pursue the case. Martha Dalton, WABE News.